On this week's episode of Bungalore and the Bus, we are eating good at Shima Steakhouse.
You said it, man. It's delicious. The meat just keeps coming. The meat just keeps coming. It's just so much meat.
Welcome to Bungalower and the Bus. I am the Bus, John Busdegger.
And I'm a handsome man with a whole lot of meat. Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
You've said that a few times, right?
I have. Well, I've said I'm looking for one.
Uh-huh.
Here on Bungalower and the Bus, we talk about all the top headlines in Orlando's downtown bungalow neighborhoods.
I was going to say, where we are tonight, you've seen some men with some meat.
I have. We're at Shima.
Shima.
It's like it's a Brazilian steakhouse, which means there's just handsome dudes walking around with sticks of meat.
Yeah.
Asking you how much you want.
This place, it's over on Sand Lake,
uh-huh.
Kind of in Restaurant Row, as they say, Dr. Phillips area.
Yeah, in the old, did they say bonefish? You
bonefish, here? Yeah. But it doesn't look anything like a bonefish.
No, here. They added on, I think they doubled the size of it, and it's huge glass windows, and the food is delicious.
So good. And if you've ever been to like a Brazilian steakhouse, you might have an idea of what it's like. This is like the next level.
This is the next level. And, it felt like it. The service is impeccable.
Uh-huh.
Cocktails are fantastic. I'm having a caipirinha.
We're probably the most underdressed people here.
Yeah. I'm definitely the ugliest person here.
I don't know about that.
Well, inside anyway.
But it's great. I mean, they have a salad bar, but then they bring all the meats around and they cut it at your table. We'll talk more about it all night, but you and I are stuffed right now.
I'm stuffed. Although, what was the best thing you had so far?
So I got lobster tails and they were delicious.
They look delicious. Mm. You got two lobster tails.
I did. I only ate one so far.
Because on Thursdays they do lobster deals.
They do. And I think I had, the filet was really good. You skipped the filet.
I'd already had like bacon wrapped filet.
Yeah, but this
so I felt like I was
kind of
filleted out. It was almost like butterfly too. So no, I was good. I was. I don't want to be too full.
No,
and that could easily happen here.
Absolutely. But
yeah,
that's okay if you're, you know, maybe you're hungry and you want to get all the meats.
I was. Yeah. What was your week like, John?
My week was good. Let me think here. I did something. I was thinking about this earlier on the ride here.
Uh-huh.
I had it all ready to go.
And
what
you forgot.
I did. And I went to a spring training game, a Tigers spring training game in Lakeland.
Oh.
Baseball. Uh-huh.
Who are the Tigers? The Lakeland Tigers?
Well, there is a Lakeland Tigers, but it's the Detroit Tigers. They do their spring training down here.
Oh.
So I went and saw them.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was fun. They come down. They've been coming
down
here for
80
years.
Did you take your little lady?
No, she had a horse show, so I went by myself.
By yourself to the baseball game?
It was great because I showed up. Here's the secret. So they're in Lakeland. They play at a place called, I think it's Joker Merchant Stadium, but Publix is in there somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway.
Brought to you by?
Yeah, every time I go to the game there, I always park at the park nearby, which is like a half a mile away, and I bring my bike. And I park for free at the park and bike over.
So smart.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was great. And so you don't have to pay $20 to park. And I didn't have a ticket, so I was just like walking up thinking that somebody would have an extra ticket. Because I was
going to do that.
I was by myself.
I want to get a little micro trucker or micro van. I talk about this every week.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to have something like that. And I could just throw my bike in the back.
Yeah, well, I got a van, so I can do it. So anyway, I'm walking up to the stadium. And this old man, he had one ticket. He was holding it. And I was like, how much do you want for the ticket? And he's like, well, I paid $40 for it. I was like, I got $20. He's like, deal. So I got a $20 ticket. And they were great seats. So it was a lot of fun. But
it was a good spot?
Yeah. I think there might be one game left this weekend, maybe two, before they head back over to Detroit. So till the regular season starts. But
okay.
Anyway, what did you do, Brendan?
Well, sit down. Okay. Too many things.
You got a lot of things.
We just had the Green Fling, a big old beer festival in Baldwin Park, and I would say we had
a million people.
Like 3,000,
nice.
I think, people came through the whole day. We had a big water balloon fight, and I was the MC, or rather Brenda was, wearing some obnoxiously large knockers.
Did she ever just have not as big knockers?
Yeah.
Maybe one day it's just like,
I know, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When I'm feeling a little subtle.
All right.
But I think festivals demand.
Yeah. Bigger. Yeah. Bigger is better.
Yeah, because people got to see you from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Like a painting, like a Renaissance painting.
Like a Rubenesque. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got to see you from the back seats.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just on Newsnight WCF. I believe that comes out tomorrow or today. I don't know. Sometime this weekend, it's going to be on WCF talking about the news with my friends Ryan Gillespie and Ryan Lynch. I actually hadn't really met Ryan Gillespie before.
He works at the Orlando Sentinel. Yeah, covers handsome the dude. City.
Mm-hmm. Handsome. I looked at him a couple times. I kind of checked him out a little bit. And then I also, we did some filming with the History Center. On Sunday, I got to go meet Billy the Swan, who is arguably my favorite Orlando figure.
Did his demonic demeanor like go into your body? It
did
you
a little bit. I definitely took a big whiff. They told me not to take a whiff when they opened it because he might have arsenic in him.
Oh my god!
But I was like,
this
worth
was a mean
it.
Swan that was alive in like 1920, right?
Yeah, he was one of the first four swans to come to Orlando. There was a pair of white swans and a pair of black swans, and he was terribly racist. And he chased the other black ones all the time, tried to kill them. And they had to move the black swans to Lake Eola, and he got to stay at Lake Lucerne. And they called him the Tyrant of Lake Lucerne. He was notorious for chasing cars and cyclists and walkers and dogs and kids and 80 babies. And he drowned his mate. And they had him stuffed at the History Center, or rather a local news guy, I guess, had him stuffed when he eventually died. They didn't really...
I think they would have just killed him, like, back then. Don't you think? Like, this guy's messing with everybody.
As a public nuisance?
Maybe a hanging.
Maybe they were too afraid. I like to think of him as, like, the dark Sith Jedi of swans. Some reports say he lived to 75 years old, which is impossible. Like, it's physically impossible. They die around 20. Mm. But he lived that long, at least. And he taught me how to clean him. And
what'd you clean?
His beak. I feather dusted his feathers, which is really nice. And at first, I could see in his face, I was like, I can see why people would think you look kind of evil. You know, there's like a mark on the glass from him tipping forward sometimes and hitting the glass with his
really?
Beak.
Still attacking people 100 years later.
Well, trying to get out, you know. And then he does stink. He's got like an aura of just evil around him. And just really interesting.
But you're okay.
I'm okay, I think. I'm not a were-swan yet. We'll see what happens with the next full moon. You can check that out on my upcoming show when that comes out later this spring. But you might hear in my noise and in my voice, there's a little. I got some allergies.
I think everybody does. In Orlando right now.
It's been so dry, and so the oak pollen is just sitting around. Mm-hmm. Advent Center Care says they saw allergy patients double this year.
Wow.
Yeah, with an increase in eczema and hives. So if you're, sitting at home with a migraine because of all of this stuff, you're not alone, man. They're not alone. And some of the tips they said was take your clothes off when you get home.
Okay. I do that. You need anyway. I do that anyway.
You really do need to get some blinds.
Do I, though? My neighbors don't seem to complain.
They do. They're always over, though, bringing stuff.
Bob and Jim, they don't mind.
Yeah. They're doing the same thing.
They're like, oh, is John home?
Oh, there's John. And there's John. they say take it off because you're carrying all that pollen on your clothes. So at least, in your home, the AC unit and your fans and your filters could be get naked when you get home. Take that stuff off. Throw it in the washer. Get out of there. Wash your face. Newsman, there's a lot to talk about.
Okay. Let's start.
I think I kind of want to just dive in with this drama with one of our commissioners.
We probably should. That's probably the most important thing going
right?
on.
I would think Commissioner Regina Hill from District 5 for the City of Orlando is in real hot water. For allegedly naming herself power of attorney for a 96-year-old constituent.
And spending $100,000 of her money.
Yeah, on weird personal stuff like new teeth.
IV treatment.
IV treatment.
Facelifts.
Facelifts. Trips to Miami. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the trip that she took to Birmingham in 2023
got
arrested for drunk and disorderly, even though those charges were eventually dropped.
Yes.
And I wonder why they weren't dropped, right? Just crazy.
So this all came out this week. Channel 9.
Channel 9, WFTV.
WFTV.
Broke the news.
Broke it. And it was all part of a FDLE investigation.
Yeah, she's still being investigated.
Oh, yeah. No, this ain't over yet. And it's going to be a while.
They just filed an injunction so that Regina could no longer allegedly be in contact with this old woman and use her money anymore, and they had to kick her out. She was living in a house.
Because some of the money went to go buy a house, right?
Where her son and her son's girlfriend were living.
It's a mess.
And then she was living in a house that was owned or passed down to this woman, mm-hmm. I think from her parents.
And the woman, she's still alive. And she said...
She was like, I never would have given her this. Yeah, I never would have signed this. I never would have given her all this power over me. There's no way.
It's somebody in her district, and I think she had somehow met this woman because like her house was in disarray, right?
Yeah, she heard that she needed help. Like apparently Commissioner Hill heard that this woman was living in disarray. She was living in a funk.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone needed to come help her. And so she got in there and then named herself power of attorney and executor of her estate.
And a lot of this came to light because a former assistant or staff member
who was fired. Then was like, well, I'm going to blow it up and then filed a report. But then that allegedly this gets even weirder.
You should first of all go watch the report on WFTV.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah.
The video report, you don't even need to read. You can watch the video report if you want. It's on the YouTubes. This assistant was a notary, and apparently her stamp was on the paperwork that named Regina Hill the executor of the estate or whatever. And then she's now claiming that she didn't have anything to do with stamping the paperwork, that it was forged. And it's going to blow up. This is really big ramifications.
She's supposed to go to court tomorrow.
Wednesday, next week. So next week she'll be going to court.
And nobody's really heard from Commissioner Hill.
She's not talking to anybody.
She's saying, talk to
my lawyer who I just hired. But she won't name the lawyer, so nobody can talk to the lawyer.
I can tell you that I work at the DeWitt Law Firm. We are not representing her, to my knowledge.
Would you?
No, it's not. It wouldn't be our kind of law. So. Yeah, yeah. So it's a mess. And from the city side, City of Orlando, they really can't do anything, right?
No, they say she was elected. They can't depose or get rid of anyone who was elected to their position.
And she hasn't been convicted of anything yet. So there's that, too.
Yeah, she's not been arrested. She's not convicted. She's not. So we'll see what happens.
But the city can't, like, kick her out.
No, but if she goes to jail, they're going to have an election to replace her.
Yes.
Although they've not said that. That's just what everybody's saying in their report.
Because I would assume if you don't show up for enough council meetings, that's when those sort of wheels get spinning when they have to do special
elections. Well, like if she's in jail, she can't continue to be the commissioner,
if
right?
If you miss enough meetings, they probably say, well, you aren't doing your duty.
Isn't that what happened? Didn't the mayor go to jail for a hot minute for election fraud?
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah.
And then who became mayor in his stead?
I don't remember. That was way before my time.
I can't remember who it was. That was a juicy tidbit of history, too.
Uh-huh. Anyway, this will be interesting how this plays all out. I'll be, and I'm. This is what news stations should be doing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like finding these stories and reporting on them.
Investigative.
Yeah, I mean it's easy work to go out and report on every crime and shooting in Central Florida. That's easy.
Yeah,
you get the police report. You go out there. This is the type of work where you have to like. Find stuff, read documents, interview people, but this is the stuff that matters.
I just hope she gets held accountable if she did in fact do this. I hope that poor woman. I don't know how you get your money back. Like what happens?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
She had $160,000 in her savings account. I think she has $58,000 left.
She may be able to go
$10,000 in debt on her credit card.
She may be able to go after assets. From Commissioner.
And sell like the house that they purchased and get that money back.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
She might actually get more money back because they bought a house.
You never know. Might be worth more now.
Yeah. I don't. Or maybe
it's
the
still
bank.
Sad.
Like, well, I guess the bank owns it because they're still paying it off, right? So they didn't buy it all right for under $100,000.
It's still, if those allegations are true, that's like.
That is crazy.
One of the worst things you can do is take advantage of a near 100-year-old woman.
And a constituent that you're supposed to be representing.
Shouldn't matter if they're a constituent or not.
But even worse.
Just an older woman that, lived her life, saved up. Yeah.
Yeah, she needed help. She was taking advantage of. Gross. Mm. And then, like, if that's just one person, did she do other things that are weird? Who knows? we do know that she was, didn't she?
I don't know.
I don't know either. She's got an interesting
She has
record.
Been arrested several times, and she had said that during her campaign, Commissioner Hill.
Yeah.
That was part of her campaign. I'd been arrested 21, 22 times, and that was just part of it. So people know that. That's not
And leopards don't change their spots.
That's not true. Some people learn.
Whoa.
Some people learn from their mistakes. All right. It's okay to make mistakes in life.
It is. This isn't a mistake,
though. This is not a mistake, though.
No, this was calculated and not okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to talk about this, but I put it in here, so let's see. Club Orlando's in the news again.
Why don't you explain what this is for folks?
It's a gentleman's club.
Not like a strip club.
No, like a bathhouse. So, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Hey, spoiler alert. If your husband has a membership to Club Orlando, it's not because he's
working out.
He's working it out. You know, it's where lonely gentlemen or whatever get together and have fun.
That's fine.
Yeah, and they were in the news recently because there was a man who got caught by his wife going there, and then he ended up killing her.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see this anywhere.
Well, it's that it had to do with the zombie house flipping case.
Oh,
remember they found her body
in
the house that was getting renovated?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they're not 100. Yeah, what's it called? 60 minutes?
2020?
Yeah, 20. They did a whole thing about it. 2020 did a whole thing about it, and they even talk about Club Orlando.
Okay.
Now just recently, beloved professor of psychology from Averett University, a private Baptist university in Danville, Virginia, was just reported missing late Friday night. And he was in a conference here, the Southeastern Psychological Association Conference in Orlando. And he was found dead at Club Orlando the next day.
Oh, no.
So he just kind of peaced out from the conference and was having, I guess, fun. And maybe too much fun and passed away. And police are saying it doesn't look suspicious, he had a heart attack or something. It was too much for his little Southern Baptist heart to take, and he passed away. So, it's just interesting to see how often this kind of – nobody really talks about Club Orlando, so it's interesting
it's
to see it in the news.
Michigan,
so
right?
often. It's directly behind Freshfield Farms.
Yes. All right. Off of Michigan area by – I know it as the Soto Square neighborhood.
It's Soto. It's Soto. Uh-huh.
I'm at the pizza place.
Yeah.
Most of my landmarks.
You go there after.
Most
go get
of my
some
landmarks around Orlando are just pizza related.
Especially their Detroit pizza. Uh-huh. City of Orlando is coming out as a little bit anti-food truck recently.
And explain all this. We talked about this off air last week, and I and you were talking about different regulations.
Yeah, well, they were about, it's funny, we were deep into writing about this piece where they were updating. We don't really have a formal thing in the code about food trucks. We have a food truck mobile vending program, pilot program.
It sounds such like a government way to say food truck.
It's so stupid. But it has to be all encompassing, right? And they put that into play, I want to say, in 2015 or something.
Oh, long, like 10 years ago.
It's like as long as I think I've been at Bungalow, where I think this has been in play. And I remember that because they were doing it right when Daly City was doing their food trip bazaars. And, it was all that same timeline.
And
so,
I get it. Like, you got to have rules. You got to have rules.
Orange County has no real rules for food truck or food truck parks, and which is why a la carte, when they were building the new spot, got annexed into the city of Orlando because they're the only ones that have the rules for it. The city now, they're saying there were complaints. There just have been a rise in complaints from local business owners, brick and mortar business owners, about food trucks
and this
negatively affecting their business.
This has been an ongoing thing, I think, since food trucks have been like a thing.
Yeah. 'Cause
even when they first launched in 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, people are like, I don't want a food truck down the street. It's going to hurt my business.
Exactly. And like, if I got to do all the regulations to open a business in a brick and mortar and pay all the stuff and all the impact fees, why should I have to compete?
I'll tell you
next
two things.
Guy? I'm just telling you what they say.
I know. And the answer to that is food trucks are also highly regulated and they have to pass way more health and safety inspections than a brick and mortar does.
Yeah.
They get inspected almost every time they're out at a public event.
But it is cheaper to start a a food truck than a brick and mortar.
Well, yeah.
But it's probably more lucrative to have a brick and mortar.
But they shouldn't be penalized for that.
No,
yeah.
I know.
And
I
it is more, you could serve more seats. It's all about seats,
yes.
Right? How many people, how many tickets can you sell in a night?
Absolutely. They're
not making tons of money. The margins on a food truck are not great. Nobody's making bank on just one truck, you know, in town. I can't tell you one food truck, the owner that's just absolutely raking it in.
So wait, talk about these regulations.
So the regulations would have made it almost impossible for these trucks to do these larger events, which is actually one of the only times when, like, when they have these Orlando food truck parties.
Like the parking lot parties.
Yeah. Like, when they're all together in mass, that is traditionally the time where they can make their most money because it's a destination.
And people want to go to that. They're going to that place to have food at a food truck. They're not going, they're not deciding, oh, I was going to go to this restaurant, but, oh, I see these food trucks, I'm going there. They go to those events.
And they were going to be made to get, like, master plan approvals and, you know, there was a business, a requirement for everybody has to have a business tax receipt. If you're a food truck owner, that makes sense. You should be paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an address that's from outside of the city limits, you can't because their portal keeps crashing. And so, like, there are all these things that they just didn't know about. And when the municipal planning board was set to vote, all these food truck owners went in and they were heard and listened to.
Yeah.
And the board said, well, let's delay it another month and see if we can we can tweak these rules to be a little bit more fair. And that's what's going to happen, which is great. So they're voting to get in on it in April. You know, I do this bingo thing at Tactical Brewing, John.
Yeah, and they don't have food at Tactical Brewing.
They don't, but they always had a food truck out front. And then a local business, and I'm going to say its name, Blue Jacket Pub, just up the street, Pub and Grill.
And I've eaten there, and they have decent food.
Decent food. Mm-hmm. They started calling it in to the city, like, they shouldn't be there. They don't have a permit. It's affecting our business. We need them gone. And the
do you
city
think a lot of people were like, I was going to go here. Oh, but I see that food truck.
No. But what does happen is there's a dance studio there and there's a karate studio. And right when I would notice it, it's right at dinner time when they'd all come and pick up these kids. They'd all go to the food trucks because it was easy.
Quick.
Grab the food.
And cheap.
Cheaper. And then they'd go home. Mm-hmm. You know, quick and easy. Feed the kids. Everything's great. But now they can't do that anymore because that man, the man who bought that Blue Jacket Grill, threatened to sue the city unless they got rid of the food trucks. And then the city was forced to then go in there and say, you can't have food trucks out front, but you can do it out back because you have a private piece of property. Mm. You can do it there. But just silly. And it's all, statistically speaking, there's lots of studies that prove that having food trucks in a neighborhood like that brings more people.
I agree. All right, Brendan, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We're here at Shima. Shima?
Shima.
Shima.
Yeah, Shima.
Shima.
Uh-huh.
Shima. I just like to say it fancy.
Uh-huh. You did.
I did.
You put a little inflection on it.
Shima.
It's Shima.
Shima, yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, over in Dr. Phillips, we're eating all kinds of meat here.
There's a server with a sword tattoo behind his ear, and I think he's the most handsome thing I've ever seen.
Okay, we got to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Mo DeWitt.
John, how are you?
I'm great, but I hear that you are giving away a motorcycle.
We are, and if you want to enter to be a part of the motorcycle giveaway, you have to go to bikerswinorlando.com, and then we'll enter you in the contest, and we're going to pick a winner and give away a motorcycle up to $20,000. So you get to pick the motorcycle you want.
So wait, Mo, I can pick any bike I want for up to $20,000?
Any bike you want.
And where do I gotta go?
BikersWinOrlando.com.
That's BikersWinOrlando.com.
Hey, it's time for your weekly Enzian update. Enzian is Central Florida's only full-time alternative cinema and home to the Florida Film Festival, which is coming up. Chicken Run is the peanut butter matinee film on Sunday, March 24th, and it's totally free for kids under the age of 12. And cult classic film Bug, starring Ashley Judd as Agnes as she begins a tentative relationship with a man who says the military infected him with tiny insects under his skin, is coming up. It sounds so romantic. For more information on these movies and more, head to nzn.org today. Blah, 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 movies. Hey, man, Are you looking for a place that's not your laundry room or your kitchen table to do some work? Got to get away from the kids? Credo Conduit is the co-working space you've been waiting for. You'll be surrounded by other creatives, entrepreneurs, coffee roasters, journalists, and nonprofit leaders who will help you celebrate your wins and help you with your needs to thrive and pursue a life of greater meaning, impact, and community. Go to CredoConduit.com today to book a tour.
Welcome back to Bungalower and the Bus. I am the Bus, John Busdegger.
I'm a juicy piece of short rib, Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
You got a short rib, Brendan, or a long rib?
It's pretty short.
All right.
But thick.
Ah.
That was so good. I think we just had some of their rib here, and it was delicious.
We're at Shima.
Yeah.
Shima Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Here on Sand Lake in Restaurant Row. And
I didn't know
Phillips.
What to expect. I thought I was expecting like just a run-of-the-mill steakhouse.
Not a run-of-the-mill steakhouse.
No. It's vibrant.
It's super busy on a Thursday night.
Very busy. Young people just throwing their money around.
Families
throwing their money around.
But it's like a Brazilian steakhouse where they come around and they bring all the meats and everything. And
on sticks, and then they just carve it off. You put up a little tab. If it's orange, it means meat flood is what they said. And if you want to stimmy the flood, then you turn it over.
Yeah, and it's like an upscale Brazilian steakhouse, I'd say.
It's
a little
top
fancier.
Quality.
Yeah.
They said there's three different providers that bring in their meat, you know, all the time, and it's mostly imported.
I just had shrimp, salmon, and a beef rib. I've pretty much had them all.
Do you have a hockey game later?
Yesterday. You know, I worked off a lot of calories
yesterday. Well, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, you always do. You've been looking good, actually. I forgot to tell you.
So?
Yeah.
All
you trimmed up.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I got to do some blood work tomorrow, so hopefully this doesn't affect my cholesterol.
Well,
we did
this to you last time.
I know, it was
high. Remember?
I think it's cumulative,
you don't
though.
Have high cholesterol.
No, I think I might.
No,
I take pills for it.
Like, they tell me, like, if I drink beer before you go, like, it affects your numbers.
I don't. I do them in the morning. So, are you drinking beers in the morning before you do your blood work?
No, like the night before. If you go out the night before, like, it affects your numbers the next day.
Well, I don't want my numbers to be totally off.
No.
I mean, this is how I live my life.
Are your numbers, you don't eat like crazy.
I don't.
Stuff
so
all
it's
the
funny
time.
You say this, Brendan. So as I said, we're at Shima right now, and it's great. But I don't eat like this every day.
No, I eat like this probably once or twice a week.
I eat like this like once a week when I come out with you on Thursday,
because
I post a lot of photos, and we will post the photos from Shima. I said Shima again, didn't I?
No, you said Shima.
Shima,
like Hiroshima.
Shima. Yeah. But I'll post the photos later. But people see the photos and they're like, "Oh, you eat like that all the time.
I'm
like,
no,
like that's once a week. And generally, I don't eat all the things I take photos of. It's other people's food. So I'm not eating 10.
No, it's just
things. Interesting.
Yeah, I know. You take good care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm going to burp. Excuse me.
That's the Shima.
It was
polite.
Mm-hmm. Disappointing.
What'd you like the best? Did you like the grilled pineapple?
I think the grilled pineapple with the cinnamon is just amazing. Mm. I'll be thinking about that for a while. That's their most popular dish, and I get it. I think the rib was
rib was great. I wasn't
so
expecting
good.
That. I thought it was just going to be like a regular rib, but it's like a Flintstone rib.
It was. It was almost more like Footsie. It was almost more like a brisket the way they cut it. And man, was that good? That's a lot of good meat. No, everything was good. I like the salads. They had a delicious quinoa Kalamata prequel there that I thought was really flavorful and delicious, and
good
I hadn't had something
date,
like that
maybe?
Before. I think it's a great place for a date.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
All right. News.
Orlando
just scored 41 out of 100 for walkability.
I believe that.
Index. Yeah, it's because it's not designed for walking.
It's good.
What?
59 out of 100 people get hit by cars.
Yeah.
That's why it's a 41. That's why you get a 41.
And the city of Orlando's clapped back and said, "We're working on it. You know, we're working on it."
How do you work on that?
You can't. They're working on it by connecting downtown neighborhoods and stuff.
We talked about this last year,
but
though.
The bulk of people live in Orlando don't live downtown.
No. And we talked about something similar last year. And like, like number 1 through 20 on that list were all cities that were built in like 1700. So
yeah.
It wasn't really fair. Like, it's, no. Like, when you compare Boston yeah. to Orlando, I mean, they had 250 years or 400 years yeah. before the car was invented.
You know, and we were just talking about this on Newsnight. You know, Ryan Gillespie brought up how the mayor said the city will continue to grow outward. You know, when we were talking about annexing North County.
I believe it. No, I believe it.
The future of Orlando is to one day probably just take over all of Orange County.
They're trying to do it.
Yeah, they're trying to do it piece by piece. And the county can't annex properties from the city. It's only one way. Mm-hmm. And while that continues, if there's no border, you know, restrictions on growth, then you're going to continue to have more sprawl. And sprawl is not conducive to walking.
No.
Nobody's walking out in those neighborhoods.
No. It's hard. I mean,
it's hot.
I mean,
it's even hot. There's nowhere to walk to.
Even where I live, in College Park, pretty much, it's far to walk to, like, Edgewater yeah. from where I am.
But
I mean,
you're excited with this packing district stuff coming in because now you'll have a destination.
It's
there's a reason
true. I can walk there. But yeah. even from where I live, which is Orange Blossom Trail and Silver Star. I've said this before. I live in the county. They haven't really developed that part yet. And so walking on a sidewalk on Orange Blossom Trail in the county, not a good idea. I'm
not
going to get
idea.
Hit by a car. So, like, it's not walkable yet where I am.
Sidewalks are incomplete. Like, even in inner city neighborhoods, you know, Mills 50 is notorious for having sidewalks that just end.
Yeah, they just stop.
Yeah, or even bike routes. You'll have a bike path. You're on a clearly marked bike path. And then all of a sudden it hits an intersection and there's nowhere else to go.
And there's no sign to tell you which way to go.
No, and cars don't know what to do when you're riding with them.
No, I know. No, I mean, that 41,
I'm surprised
it might be that high.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, Icciola.
Oh, yeah,
and
if you live
Thornton
downtown,
Park brought
you can
it
do
up,
all but, your things and walk. Yeah. But there's a lot of places in Orange County and Orlando that you can't.
Winter Park has a great walking score. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I know
they're
good.
It should.
And it's probably because they just named their first woman mayor, and they know how to get things done in Winter Park. Yeah.
What's her name?
Sheila DiCiccio.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I say it. DiCiccio, Kiccio, Ciccio. I've known her for a while because she was a commissioner, and she sends the most detailed newsletters to her constituents.
Well, good.
They're lovely, and she does. She runs it her office like she's running a newspaper, and she interviews people. She'll do highlights of like local police officers and firefighters.
That's good.
She's a storyteller at the heart of it, and I think she really loves Winter Park. So I'm glad she won. Congratulations to Sheila, first woman mayor.
Awesome.
Of Winter Park. That just happened. Manchester versus Barcelona.
This is huge. This is huge.
Yeah?
Well, they're like the two of the biggest soccer clubs in the world.
Yeah.
Like ones that like everybody's heard of.
Manchester City, it's 3-time reigning Premier League champion.
You used to live in Manchester.
I have
a Manchester City jersey. I've been to a Manchester City game in Manchester.
Are you going to wear it to Camping World Stadium?
I have like an older
this?
One. I don't think it's their current one. I know it's not. It's 20 years old.
July 30th, they're going to be storming into Camping World Stadium to go up against Barcelona.
And they're huge, too. Everybody knows Barcelona.
Yeah. And
that's great.
Hot.
That's great for Orlando because they're playing in like four. There's like four games around the country.
Yeah, it's one of four Manchester City exhibitions.
One's
in the
like
United
in
States.
New York is one at Yankee Stadium. Do you have it in front of you? I didn't put it down.
What
was
it
like
it
in
down.
North Carolina? And then I don't remember where the fourth one was.
It's exciting.
I glanced at it. It's really big.
We've gone to some of these games before, and it's so fun to see. I'm going to see if we can get some buddy deals on the tickets. They don't need it because they're going to sell out.
They will sell out. Yeah.
You never know.
But yeah, it's at Camping World
Sam
Stadium.
Sam Gardner, you're listening.
Get
Sam
us some
Gardner
tickets.
From Florida Citrus Sports at Camping World Stadium. You're a buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, let's give our other buddies some love. Let's get a
how
box.
How about just me and you? We'll be your buddy.
Yeah, we'll be your buddy, Sam.
So wait,
buddy
July,
sleep together.
July 30th.
Yeah. July 30th.
All right. That's because Orlando is named Sports Event City in USA.
I didn't write about that. Who named it?
Oh, it was a business journal that writes about sports.
Oh.
It wasn't just a top.
Top three places?
I think we were number
for
one.
Sports, number one
I think
place
it was
for
number
sports.
One. So the city of Orlando was named. It was I can't remember the actual name. It was like best destination for sports events.
Okay.
Because we don't have all four major, or all five, I guess you could say, with soccer, major league teams here. But we get a lot of sporting events.
Yeah.
Like
this.
Bowl games. And
yeah.
Like,
or this friendlies. Yeah.
So they were named the top destination by, it was like Sports Business Journal or something like that. It was a national magazine. It's a good accolade. It's a good thing.
Everybody picked it up.
They've been working hard to get a lot of those types of sporting events here.
Well, they should, because their budget's enormous for stuff like
that. But they bring in people and tourists and locals that want to see that.
The more they do it, the more likely they're going to be able to raise funds to finally put a roof over their campus.
Which would be nice. But that stadium, like during these friendlies, it sells out, right? Or close to it.
Yeah, or close to it.
I mean, to get WrestleMania here and to get these friendlies and to get the Pro Bowl and to get the bowl games and to get all those, like,
let's go
event, we should,
we're gonna go together.
But even all those events they do out at Wide World of Sports at Disney, like, that makes millions of dollars. All those volleyball tournaments, all those cheerleading tournaments, I mean,
everybody comes in with them, you know. All the soccer bunnies following all their hot soccer player friends.
It'd be nice if Orlando could win a championship in some sport so we could see what it's like to have a championship here, whether it's soccer.
For a hot minute, I really thought Orlando City had a chance, but we are just not together as a team yet.
Dropped that 1-5-0 right at the beginning of the season.
That was just...
And then didn't they lose to Atlanta? Like
1-0.
Uh-huh. And they lost to Minneapolis?
Uh-huh.
Like
which
3?
Which we shouldn't have.
3-1.
I don't want to keep talking about
it. Yeah, the Magic are doing well. But the Magic are doing well this year, so we'll see how far they go.
Who cares?
No, the Magic are great.
I keep pretending I go to Magic games all the time just because I'm wearing all those Duven clothes. And people are like, oh, you must be a Magic fan. You're wearing that Duven clothes. And I'm like, I am. Soto, our friends in Soto Main Street District, led by Misty Heath, our former partnerships director at Bungalower Media. She's their director. They got a big old grant from United Arts.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Community Vibrancy Grant, and they're using it to pay for pop-up music performances.
Oh, that's cool.
At businesses.
I love it.
Yeah, to try to, like, help those businesses. They've had a real tough time in Soto. The construction that was supposed to last, I want to say, 10 months is now in the 2 years.
Oh.
On Orange Avenue, you know what I'm talking
about? It's a pain there, kind of by the hospital.
And they had a lot of businesses closed just because people just couldn't even get into the businesses, you know. And so she's hoping this can help attract some new people to these businesses, hang out, stay a little bit, spend some money, and support those businesses. And I think it's great. I think it's exactly what Main Street should be doing. Shout out to Executive Director Misty Heath from the Soto District. Love to see it. I actually think because she did it, Mills 50 applied for the same grant, and they just got it. They're going to be doing something similar.
I always thought they should do music in that courtyard. What's the building on Orange Avenue? Like the... Oh, it's across the street from what used to be called the BB&T building, where the sandwich place is.
You mean Delaney Tavern?
No. Up in downtown. Where the sandwiches you get with the potato...
Latin Square.
Yeah, like that courtyard there.
Yeah, I love that
plaza.
I
always thought they should have lunchtime, like,
they should,
jazz musicians there.
They should.
I think that would attract a lot of people.
They, speaking of United Arts, we haven't written about this yet. I actually had an issue and I lost my story, so I need to rewrite it. But the United Arts is spending tons of money on downtown Orlando. They were paid by the Downtown Development Board to swoop in. And they're going to be doing a bunch of programming downtown as part of their mission to transform downtown into more of a neighborhood. And that includes a busking program, which is interesting because Downtown Arts District, led by City Arts, has tried to do something similar, but the money dried up real quick. Mm. And then we never heard about it again. So it'll be great to see something, a group with maybe a little bit more money, a little bit more resources, see what they can do too.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Dr. Phillips, speaking of acts, Dr. Phillips is launching a new brunch series at Judson's Live.
Cool.
Yeah, which is that little jazzy venue.
Have you been
back
to an actual show there yet, Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you see?
We filmed there. And I was part of the staff. I tuned the piano and,
set
the lighting, and then we stayed for a performance.
Who'd you see? Do you remember?
The Judson Trio. So they're named after, it was the band of the guy who gave the money for the most money for that venue.
That's cool. They're doing brunch though. When's that start?
It starts on, I want to say, April 21st. Yep. And they'll theme it. This one's going to have the Central Florida Zabuzes. which is a trio composed of Hannah Harbor, Wynn, Olivia Wynn Roche, and Kaylee Baker, who are all independent artists who perform all over. And I'd never heard them all three together. There's a, if you see this up on bungalore.com, go click it and click the YouTube link so you can hear them all sing together. Fantastic.
Mm. Like, it's a beautiful space.
Oh, I love it.
It's so great.
I want to eat some fancy chicken and waffles. And this one's Southern themed. They all have different themes. You can see all the different themes.
Is it every? Is it going to be every?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. I told them when we were there, they didn't have any brunch plans for that. I was like, this needs to be a brunch club. And you need a drag queen. And it needs to be like a loungy thing. And if you did like a drag brunch here, you would kill it. Mm-hmm. You would sell out.
You were trying to get a job?
No.
Not you?
Me. It's not me. I'm not going to sing. Nobody wants to
hear
me
sing.
Oh,
yeah. You're not much of a singer.
Plus, I got this turf toe, so like I'd be wearing flip-flops.
Just sit. maybe lay on the piano.
Lay on the piano. I could do that. Eat some ribs. Florida Film Fest just had their announcement party where they...
It's a big deal.
I think so. They're Oscar-qualifying film festival, so some of the things that they're...
But I'm saying the people they are going to be here are a big deal.
Yeah, do you remember?
Sometimes they get people that are... Maybe like film world famous. They get some really big celebrities, but every now and then they get like a director that I think the average person might not know.
What's his face from Jaws?
Steven Spielberg?
No, the guy that had to go out and hunt the shark. Holland's Opus.
Yeah, no, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But yeah, no, I mean, he wasn't one. There was a director a few years ago that I think, once again, in like the indie world, he was huge.
Uh-huh.
But I think the average person would know. This is different.
There's a difference.
Like, I think a lot John of people Cleese know who John Cleese is.
From Monty Python.
On Fawlty Towers.
And Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, from...
I'm a Cheerleader.
Yes, but she's in... What's her...
Russian Doll.
Yeah, Russian Doll.
Which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. The time travel thing? Whoa.
Yes.
And then she also...
like a card game one or like... Wasn't it called like Poker Face?
That's actually maybe my favorite thing that she's ever
done. I haven't
watched
that show.
Oh, you'll love it. She's like solving problems. She's like running away from her problems, but solving other people's problems. She's so funny.
What's the one about Beverly Hills that she was in where they moved there?
I don't know.
And she was also in Orange is the New Black. Anyway.
I don't know, John.
But people know, like people recognize those names. So that'll be good. When is that? When's the Florida Film Festival? April?
April.
Are you just saying that or are you agreeing with me?
No, I'm looking. John Cleese is going to be here on the 14th.
Are they going to show Fish Called Wanda? Or
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a Q&A.
All right.
And then Natasha Lyonne, you know, 5-time Emmy and 2-time Golden Globe nominee.
Oh,
Natasha
she was in American Pie. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she was so good in that. And you said Orange is the New Black, right?
Mm-hmm. Slums of Beverly Hills. That's what she was in.
She'll be back. She'll be here on the 19th.
What are they playing? Oh, But I'm a Cheerleader.
But I'm a Cheerleader, which
all
is
right. Which
know,
is funny.
I think we could be good friends, me and Natasha Lyonne.
Uh-huh. We're like, I just looked up. She's 44 years old, so not too 44. Much older than you and I.
Yeah. Well, Scotty's way older. I hang out with him all the time. But that's about it. Yeah, so that's all I got, John.
We just going to talk about dinner for the rest of this?
No, that's it. Thank you so much to Shima. Thank you so much to our sponsors for having us. I don't know where we're going to be next week, but we have some I've got an amazing brunch coming up called Second Breakfast.
Yeah, I talked to Tony today over at Lobos.
On the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Come on out and hang out with me. It's Light Bites and Mimosas. And then you get to try the coffee that we're releasing. That's they can't do brunch because they're your coffee shop.
They got flatbreads and
stuff. But they do, and they'll have avocado toasts and things. And that's why I was like, well, Light Bites, that sounds like a second breakfast. Let's do second breakfast and lean into the hobbitness of it all. And, thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next week.